This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Libya, fighting raged today around the eastern oil port of Brega. And it's becoming increasingly clear that a military stalemate has developed between the east and west of the country. Some observers are even beginning to predict that Libya could eventually be partitioned. But as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports, the ruptures in Libya aren't simply a matter of geography.
I'm in the town of Zawiya during the first weeks of the uprising. It was one of the most contested cities. The rebellion here now, though, has been crushed, and the green Gaddafi banners are everywhere. But while there is a surface calm, the divisions here run deep and strong, a sign of what is happening in the rest of this country. At the hospital in Zawiya, the government presents journalists with the administrator, Dr. Salah Ibrahim.
Everything is okay. You will see it now.
But he later acknowledges that he's only been in his post for a month.
It started 1 month ago, yeah, so yeah. After the uprising.
He says he doesn't know how many people were killed during the rebellion here, nor can he say what happened to the wounded rebels. When we speak with the former director of the hospital, Dr. Ramadan Salem, who has now been demoted, he simply refuses to answer reporters' questions about what happened to the rebels in Zawiya. Even though he was the hospital's director during the fighting, he says he also has no idea what took place during that period.
But I was a manager. I don't deal with the patient.
But did you have wounded children?
I don't know about this thing.
The hospital staff all seem to be suffering from collective amnesia. But later, a doctor whispers what has really happened here as a staged pro-Gaddafi rally goes on outside his window. Most of the hospital staff was replaced after Gaddafi's loyalists took control of Zawiya, he says. Five of his colleagues are still in prison. Everyone is acting, he says. It's all a pretense. As Gaddafi reasserts control, anger has deepened and positions have become entrenched, which bodes ill for the future. There are true Gaddafi loyalists here, people who believe he's good for the country and that the rebels are evil saboteurs. Samaya is a 30-year-old doctor who says she came back from abroad as soon as the NATO bombing campaign began.
I came from France to support him, and I will die for him. I swear to God, I will die for him.
She says she was able to study outside of Libya because of the scholarship she received from the government.
We have a good education for him. Before Gaddafi, huts. We're living in huts. And the foreigner, they have a villa, and they have a flat, eating our food, taking our petrol.
Jason Pack is a researcher on Libya at Oxford University. We reached him by Skype.
I'm of the belief that 30% of the population of Western Libya is going to always be pro-Gaddafi, either for tribal reasons or because they've benefited from the current system economically. They have state jobs, they fear change, they were part of the Revolutionary Committee movement.
That leaves the rest of the population, who are either against him or conflicted. Back in Zawiya, we are taken to the central square. The graves of rebels who were buried in the park have been dug up, and the bodies have been taken away. And there are other things missing, too. The mosque here had been used by the rebels as a makeshift hospital during the fighting. The government says it was desecrated. We are being shown an empty lot. This is where I'm standing right now. The mosque that stood here has been razed to the ground. The Gaddafi government is trying to erase Libya's recent history, stone by stone. But the scars are indelible. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Zawiya, Libya.